the international bridge that never existed. If we look at our neighboring Hendaye from Hondarabir, we can see that they are two towns belonging to two different countries which, although the distance in a straight line between them is very short, moving from one to the other means traveling a distance of at least 8 kilometers by road. This fact has often led us to think about the possibility of building a bridge linking the two cities. However, few people are aware of the many construction projects and attempts that have been made throughout history. The largest project for its construction was developed in 1925 where, thanks to a 475-meter-long bridge that would start from the bend where the naval headquarters is now located, Hondarabir would be joined to neighboring Hendaye. It would also consist of 8 straight concrete spans, supported on masonry pillars, with a revolving iron central part to allow ships to pass, and 2 large towers would be placed at the entrance. In addition, the project was accompanied by plans to build a 100-room hotel, the future Carlos V Hotel, and a road along the coast linking San Juan de Luz with San Sebastian via Jaizkibel. Both the bridge and the hotel would be owned by the municipality, and the town council would establish a toll for the bridge. Once this spectacular project for the time was underway, on the 6th of September 1928, coinciding with the patron saint's festivities and thanks to the mediation of holidaying families, King Alfonso XII came to Hondarabir to lay the first stone of what would become the future bridge. It was an event with international repercussions for a small town of 6,000 inhabitants that was decked out for the occasion. However, the French had given the provisional authorization to lay the first stone, but at the expense of fulfilling a long list of conditions on which there was great disagreement with the Hondarabir Town Council. The only thing the authorities of both countries agreed on was that the bridge should have blasting chambers on both sides, so that it could be destroyed quickly if necessary by either army. Time passed and the conditions imposed for the construction were not met. Likewise, the municipal government was aware that the construction of the bridge would be carried out within the same political framework, but the resignation of General Primo de Rivera, the proclamation of the Second Republic and the departure of King Alfonso XIII from the country ended up blurring this opportunity. During this last political period, in 1932, the government approved a new bridge project, but, this time, what was lacking was the money for its construction. After the Civil War, various much smaller works related to the beautification of the town were resumed, with Hondarabir even receiving, in 1944, the first prize in the national competition of the Royal Academy of Fine Arts after having included the failed bridge in its memory as one of its urban planning achievements. During the following decades, the bridge continued to be talked about, and there were some different proposals, even considering, in the 1970s, a suspension bridge or, a few years ago, the construction of a tunnel crossing underneath, so that the mole could cross the distance between Hendaye and Hondarabir in a straight line. But, to date, none of these proposals have been successful.